This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to point out on Friday, the markets were a mess. The S&P down nearly 2%, the NASDAQ down more than 2.5%. And today it's starting off again. We're more than 3 hours from the start of trading, but it's in the red, not as dramatically, but still maybe a percent or so in the S&P. So the markets are jittery, whether it's the tariff back and forth, you know, who really knows? Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News, joining us here. I want to get to the spring cleaning stuff, but I'm curious. I've seen in the past, like, sometimes a policy doesn't get a chance to find out if it's successful or not because the markets don't let it see its end. I'm wondering how worried you are about what you're seeing in the market.
I never get worried about markets. I get worried about real people. And what is the market reflecting? I mean, let's go back two steps. So I want to talk about before we got to tariff land and then after. So before, let's say the first few weeks of January, we were already seeing signs that the economy was changing. Why? Because we consumers spent like crazy in the last 6 months of last year. And there was already a clear pathway where people were saying, "Woo, that was a lot, and I'm going to change a little bit here, and we're going to slow down." So we saw that there was a real slowdown in consumer spending beginning in January. We thought that was like, oh, it's like the hangover from the holidays, but it has persisted. Now, pop on top of that, we have tariffs. At first, I think that the investment community was not really credulous. They weren't taking this seriously. I think consumers were, and people were very clear that they were feeling some anxiety that the tariffs that were on again and off again and on again, that they would raise prices. And they're right. They will raise prices, at least in the short term. So now we have the markets and the investment community kind of catching up to consumers. Remember, they used to call us dumb money, by the way, us regular mortals. Now who's so dumb? Anyway, we're looking right at this moment at a point where the economy was already slowing down. The tariffs that could be put into place in a larger measure, even starting Wednesday, than they already are going to further that decline. Right now, every investment bank is sending notes out to their clients saying, oh my gosh, things are going to slow down. But we knew that. We knew that it was going to happen.
But Jill, I spoke to a wine seller over the weekend who said basically a whole bunch of people are not buying any, they're not bringing anything in because they're worried about the tariffs. Some are rushing to get stuff in, but it's changing behavior at the sort of the wholesale level without even it feeding through yet.
Yeah. That is what the president said he wants. He wants there to be a change in behavior. And over the weekend, I have spoken to some of the people at the U.S. car makers who have said this is insanity, that there is a real destruction of the U.S. car industry that is afoot because they don't make cars here. They assemble cars here. Half of our cars are imports, 60% the parts come in. So if you're going to afford a GM, a Stellantis plant, they're not making stuff. They are assembling stuff that comes from other places. So all that being said, it is going to change behavior. It's going to change prices, and it's going to slow down economic growth.
And so this Will we ever have, do you have like a spreadsheet about tariffs, like who's getting what? I mean, I can't.
Of course I do. Okay. Come on. Are you kidding? Of course I do.
I think you should make it public because I don't.
No.
I need
That's like the inside scoop, man. No, we literally have one that we keep up at work at CBS News where we all have access to like when the rolling tariffs come in and out. It's quite amazing. So listen, I think but to be clear for all of us, meaning just people who are thinking about their lives, does this really matter in a lot of ways? Yes, this matters because things will be more expensive. But if there is a issue around like your own financial life, I think the bigger question is, you know, how does it impact your own financial life? So, you know, there's an article in the New York Times today, which is like, hey, people who need cars, they're saying, hey, maybe I should go out and go get my car now.
Correct,
which
yeah.
I would do, but I wouldn't go buy a car if I didn't need one. That's the other piece of it.
Right. Jill Schlesinger, you go to JillOnMoney.com. You can watch her on CBS News on all their platforms. She joins us every Monday at 6:20 when she's available and not in the south of France. Spring cleaning.
What are you talking about, the south of France?
That's my joke with everybody when they come back from vacation. I'm like, how
I don't go to this. I mean, I have been, but I haven't been in a long time, like 20 years.
It's not bad. Listen, spring cleaning. You know, it's funny. My wife is a total document hoarder, and then I'm so anti it, and then I need something, and she's got it. So, I mean, what should we be getting rid of this time of year?
Any tax returns that are more than 6 years old.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. But if you have tax returns within the past 6 years and the supporting documents, absolutely keep those because you can get an audit note out of the blue, even though they're firing like, you know, so many people at the IRS. You never know. It could be your bad luck. Bank and investment statements. You know, most people are getting these things electronically. Just find out from your institution how long they keep these documents available. If you have a paper statement or even if electronically you have something there, keep something that you need to flag. You know what I mean? Like a purchase or a sale for your business or something related to a home improvement, something like that. Just remember, if you or someone in your family is going to think you need Medicaid, many states require you show 5 years worth of financial statements. So keep those. Credit card bills, get rid of them after 45 days. Same thing for utility and phone bills. Anything that is related to a home improvement or a big purchase, just keep it until you dispose of the asset. Same thing for your insurance policies. You can toss the old ones. If it's no longer in force, get rid of it, shred it. Invest in a good shredder, by the way. It's one of my favorite items.
That's another thing you said. Don't just throw it in recycling.
Mm-mm. You know what else, though? When you think of this time of year, if you're going through all those documents, it kind of puts you in touch with your money a little bit. Like, hey, look what's here. It's almost like your wardrobe. You probably don't do this, but I do this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, do I wear this anymore or not? Right? So do this with your own financial life. Hey, I have this old 401k that's floating around. So many people have this. Let's move that into your current 401k or move it into an IRA rollover. Let's try to make sure that you consolidate your accounts so you can better manage them. It's just clean. It's cleaning up. I love it.
I like to slim things down for sure. That's great, Joe. And do we get jobs? You know, we get it
Friday.
Yeah, we do get it this Friday.
And it's going to be interesting. I don't know what's going to happen in this jobs report, but you know, there is some thought that a lot of the federal jobs that were cut don't actually show up in this report. We might get 25,000. I've seen some estimates up to 50,000. But we are still expecting a positive number of jobs created and that the unemployment rate's likely going to stick around 4.1% with wages up 4%, which is higher than inflation right now. Hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the labor market right now.
Well, that's good stuff, Jill. I appreciate it. We really do. This is very, it's just hard to know what's happening, you know, for the people on the ground here on Main Street when this,
of course.
It's just so intense changes every day. So we appreciate the time.
Well, I thank you.
Jill Schlesinger. Again, CBS News, you go to JillOnMoney.com. You can read her weekly blog this week. It's really about financial spring cleaning, but what to keep, what to get rid of. And she really does really push if you want to get rid of stuff properly. You should get a shredder and not just throw it in the bin because people can get their hands on it and you never know.